This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Due to the efforts of the Kentucky Department of Agriculture Safety Director Dale Dobson, farms across the state hold safety days each year to make sure their employees are trained in the latest safety practices. One of the first farms to hold such a farm safety day was Seven Springs Farms, owned by Joe Nichols.
We started out doing it for our own employees to train them on anhydrous because it's like I said, it's just that nightmare to have to call a spouse or a mother, a father.
Nichols says they have covered a variety of topics in the past 13 years.
It's evolved to grain safety, anhydrous safety, electrical safety. We try to vary it every year. And this year, you know, with the emotional stuff, Dale spent 45 minutes to an hour on suicide prevention and how to spot it.
This year's safety day was centered around what if.
Safety is important, but everybody sort of ignores it a lot of times.
Sure.
But if you all of a sudden say, what if? Then people say, what if they won the lottery?
Right.
What if they was in a mistake? What if they, everything in life is what if?
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
More Kentuckians have decided it's time to embrace ethanol. Ethanol has reduced our dependence on imported oil, created thousands of jobs, reduced air pollution, costs less at the pump, and allows us to support our local Kentucky corn farmers. Look for E85, E15, and E10 when you fuel up next. At Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, they produce over 45 million gallons of fuel every year from 15 million bushels of corn. Learn more. Visit CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Dale Dobson says the event at Seven Springs Farm has led to other events.
This opened the doors for other farmers in Kentucky years ago. When I started 30 years ago, we was knocking on doors getting farmers to do it. And now I come down here 13 years ago with Brent Francis and meeting with Joe, and we did a safety day.
He says many farmers across the state lead by example.
He's got such a passion for safety, I figured he had some experiences there. And with the passion, if the leadership has passion for safety, it makes it easy for the rest of us all to come in here, and we had a what-if day.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.